from the Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guest today is Earl Johnson, a proud Tuscarora member of the Six Nations and the guitarist behind the rising Indigenous band, Tribes. Earl's journey bridges decades of musical evolution, and today he's here to share the heart behind their new singles and their new self-titled album, Tribes. He'll be stopping by in just a bit to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for today's show comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmsOil.com.
Looking for a new opportunity? AmsOil, the original in synthetic motor oil, is calling on motivated individuals like you. Become an independent dealer and turn your passion for performance into profit. Visit TwoBuffalo.MyAmsOil.com to learn more. That's TwoBuffalo.MyAmsOil, driven by performance, built for success.
Let's get the show started. Let's hook it up now with music from our guest. Here is Tribes and What's It Gonna Take.
Oh,
yeah, that's tribes. Let's head up to Alaska. Here's Kachun on that day. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Mine. awful things you do live rent-free in my mind. I often reminisce about the first time that we kissed. I think about you all of the time. You live rent-free in my mind. I think about you all of the time. You live rent-free in my mind. I think about you all of the time. You live rent-free in my mind.
That's brand new from Francis Baptiste. He'll be in our spotlight in a few weeks. That's rent-free in my mind. Here's Melody McArthur, Cincinnati Cigarettes.
Smoke-o, Cube obscured colds and guitar. Young boys smoke corn silks. I beat on this guitar. Bevel. Brewed beers, fighting in the streets. I love you forever, even if we never meet. Wildfires and pickup lines, big cities and bright lights. Small towns play telephone, Friday night bar fights. Waking up with the morning dew, full of new regrets.
Freedom.
Inanna ho ho, he name. Inanna ho ho, he
was Celebration from Susan Aguilcark. All right, here we go. Raymond Sewell, this is Close to You.
What if I were close to you? What if I could hold you? Well, I wouldn't have to say good night, my love. What if I were close to you? What if I could hold you? Well, I wouldn't have to say good night, my love. Gonna take American muscle under this hood. If I'm ever gonna get out of this town for good. Ain't it like you see, girls, to try and tie me down? My love is like an anchor, and all my promises make me drown. What if we could get away? What if we could drive off in the night? Would we be any further once we fed these appetites? Love when I bring you roses. You love when I write you poems. You love to go out dancing. And you love me to walk you home. What if I break your heart? We watch it all fall apart. You'll never be the same now, 'cause you're always gonna hate me. What if I were close to you? What if I could hold you? I wouldn't have to say
exists. There are dreams. Fall.
That was Rhonda Head from the Cree Nation in Manitoba. Let's head down to Bogota, Colombia. Here's Bamba Estero. Estero from Colombia. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, our guest will be in the spotlight, Mr. Earl Johnson from Tribes. We are the music makers, bringing the music that makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com.
Discover indigenous music and culture. Enjoy exclusive interviews, emerging talent, and powerful stories. Support our artists and entrepreneurs through our nonprofit. Sponsor our music and news programs, workshops, and community events. Listen anytime on your favorite streaming platform and visit indigenousinmusicandarts.org to donate.
High gas prices got you down? If you're done filling up that tank, here's a thought. If you don't need it, donate that car to us. Visit Indigenous in Music and get started. Proceeds benefit the programming here. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
You found us and hooked us up. Indigenous and Music Radio Show is available anywhere you hear your podcast. Indigenous and Music with Larry K is on the go. From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Joining us tonight is Earl Johnson, a proud Tuscarora member of the Six Nations and the guitarist behind the rising Indigenous band, Tribes. Today, he's here to talk about their new album and the new singles they're putting out. They do a great job blending blues, reggae, and soul with Indigenous roots. Get ready for an insightful conversation. It's his first visit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Earl Johnson. Hi, Earl. How you doing tonight?
Good, good. Hi, Larry. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Where are you calling in from today?
Let's say Toronto. It's easier, okay?
Yeah.
Toronto, Ontario.
Sweet, sweet.
The band is based out of Hamilton, which is about an hour from here. Hamilton is our version of Pittsburgh.
Right,
up
right.
Here, okay?
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. Well, now, Bradenton, Florida... I got to tell you quickly,
sure.
I'm a tennis junkie.
Uh-huh.
I was playing four times a week, and I love Bradenton, Florida. I was invited there once. I never went, and I regret it ever since, you know?
Nice, nice. Well, you're going to have to come back, and we'll have to hang.
Yeah, well, okay. Okay.
Well, let's start with an introduction. Then we'll talk about the band and the new self-titled album, Tribes. So go ahead and hit the stage.
Tribes was born in 2019, basically out of COVID up here when we all got kind of locked up. And what happened was me and a lifelong friend got together. He's a drummer named Dave Davidson. And then we brought in Donnie Hill on Donnie Hill. Dave's a Scotsman. He's of the, let's call him the Scottish clan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
And Donnie Hill is a Mohawk. And then we got writing songs and working on things. We went through one vocalist who was an excellent singer, but just wasn't too strong live. And we ended up with Errol Francis. And up here, he was a big deal in 1990. He won a Juno Award, which is the Canadian version of a Grammy.
Nice.
And he was basically kind of labeled Canada's Prince at the time. And the record label, which is American-owned, the following year decided that they weren't going to finance another album, unfortunately. And he kind of, there's a whole lot of story there. There's a video out on a documentary on Errol Star Francis.
Okay.
And it's on our website.
Nice.
Access is on our website at tribesmusic.com. And it's a pretty interesting video.
I'll check it out. Nice, nice.
Now, Errol is Jamaican by birth, but up here in, and he has been up here in Canada for 50 years via Britain. Now, he's been working with the Asmin tribe up here. And he's done numerous powwows where he's been a sound front of house sound guy for them. Okay. So he's been very involved in the Indigenous movement up here as well. Hence, that's why we decided to call the name of the band Tribes, T-R-I-B-Z, because we all come from a different tribe or a different clan. So that's the story there in a nutshell.
Okay? Sure, sure. Well, let's talk about the album.
Well, what happens? We did four tracks at first,
okay,
and with some assistance. We got some financial assistance from somebody from Six Nations as well up here. And then once we got to that stage, we were writing a lot of material. We were still shut down with COVID, and basically we got to the point of hitting 10 songs. We got the full album done. We had some help from another charity organization that recorded one of the songs, Forever Mine, which was recorded through, and it's escaping me right now. It's going to kill me. We had a charity organization that helps us on that.
Nice,
that's
nice.
A different conversation altogether.
Right.
The album is a mix. Basically, I wrote 9 of the 10 songs on the album.
Cool.
And it's a mix of blues, R&B with some rock feels, reggae. We've got a couple of reggae tunes in there.
I like it.
And the one we put out last summer was Paradise. Paradise broke the ice for us, got us known a bit out there. And now Long Black Cadillac this summer, we've had good exposure with that one over in Europe now.
Yeah, I've been playing that one. We're going to play that one here in just a bit, too. Good tune.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think what's going on up here radio-wise, it's funny because we're getting a lot of exposure in the States, and we're getting a lot of support through native radio as well.
Right.
Because we're tracking and looking at it, which is, but up here in native radio, we're not getting near the support I thought we would get on it.
Sure.
And
sure.
I think it's because of the new demographic as far as radio people who are controlling the songs that are played, etc. Because it's a little bit of a throwback tune, and it's written as a throwback tune, actually.
Yeah.
So I think that's a bit of the problem, but we've had a lot of compliments on it, and it's got us a lot of requests for blues reviews, as well as some stations.
Sure, sure. Now, Tribes blends so many genres, blues, R&B, rock. So how does the band approach creating the sound that honors your roots?
Well, you know, the audience, what we found is the audience really falls into our stuff pretty easy because the songs are pretty accessible.
Yeah, and they're fun, like, too. Good tunes.
Yeah, and it doesn't take long. We hit the main melody pretty hard right away.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we try to get the theme out right away, whether it's a guitar melody, vocal melody. We try to get that out right away. And it's the first 15, 20 seconds of a song that either grabs you or doesn't.
Yeah. Put you on your feet.
So that's, that's been our focus. That's been our focus on how we approach it.
Earl, what is the best way to get a hold of you or the band?
Well, the band, the best place is tribesmusic.com.
All right.
And it's all one, TRIBZMUSIC.com. Everything is on there, bio, all the songs on there. The one that's not on there is the one I mentioned to you earlier, Save the World.
All right.
We have a video coming out. That's going to be probably launching in about another 2 to 3 weeks as the next single.
Today we're speaking with Earl Johnson. His band has a new self-titled album out called Tribes, and they're also featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. You can read all about them at our place at indigenousandmusic.com. Earl, thank you for stopping by today and giving us an update on the new album, Good Tunes.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for having me, Larry.
Yeah. We're going to play you one of their current releases. Here is Long Black Cadillac.
Well, we'll look.
was music from Tribes, and that was Long Black Cadillac. In case you're just tuning in, Earl Johnson was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. Music.
That's music from Indian City, The Fire Won't Die. All right, here's Nihiwak, Open Window. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
I'm
Was music from Logan Statz, and that was The Lucky Ones. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Support for today's show comes from twobuffalo.myamsoil.com.
Looking for a new business opportunity? Amsoil is now recruiting new dealers in your area. Join the Two Buffalo team and become part of a trusted leader in synthetic lubrication. Start your own dealership today at twobuffalo.myamsoil.com. That's twobuffalo.myamsoil.com. Be your own boss with Amsoil.
Indigenous in Music is here for you, bringing you new and original music every week thanks to the financial support of listeners. Because of listeners like you, staying informed is as easy as accessing this stream. Thank you for making Indigenous in Music available around the world. You listen. Give any amount that works for you. Visit us at Indigenous in Music and click to take the support challenge. Thank you for supporting us and entrepreneurs. All right, time to head up to the Tubi First Nation. Here's Mike Byrne, Shrine of Sir.
Driving next to
Land of Skoden. Nahiwan. I'm Larry Kay. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us at our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. Stop on over. That's where we hang 24/7, 365. Indigenousinmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.